Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. What have we got on the table today? You've tuned in every week, new show, and you see something different. Got the thobe on today. I'd like to send a special shout out to all the brothers down in Irvine. What was that, Irvine, Texas?
Irving,
Texas. My brother Nabil, who got me this gift, and we're wearing it here on the Dean Show. Usually I'm in a suit, tie, but today we're just chilling. So we got the K-thobe. Kamani? Is it Kamani? What? Is it coincidental? One of my students also that I train in Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he's the K. That's a special K. So shout out to him too. And we got our next guest coming up, 10-year-old author, Zafar Abubakar. We'll be back. We'll be talking about what we all love to talk about, this beautiful way of life. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean. The Dean Show.
This is the Dean, the Dean Show. This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is 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 the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
I didn't know you could sing too.
Yeah.
Zafar, how are you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You like the thobe?
Yeah.
You ever seen Eddie in a thobe?
No.
I got the race car driver stripes too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your thobe?
Home.
Home? MashaAllah. So, how you been?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
So, we had you on the show some time ago, but you're back again. And you're the author, 10 years old. What grade are you in now?
I am 10 and in the 8th grade.
You're in the 8th grade. And last time we had you on the show, you had authored, how many books was it?
Two.
Now you're the author of how many?
Three.
So, you've been busy now. Now you got another book.
Yeah.
Okay, I got some gift here. And I assume that the books are in there. They're in here. Okay, so let's go over these books again. What's the first one?
Strangers.
Okay, you did that one before.
Yeah.
Things Every Kid Should Know, Strangers, okay? Because there's a lot of crazy people out there, so you want to make sure that you don't end up getting kidnapped, you don't end up getting stolen, right? So you got to know who the strangers are so you can protect yourself. I assume that's what this book is about. We talked about that before, right? Yeah. Okay, so then the other one about fire.
Yeah.
What's this one called?
It's Things That We Could Should Know, Fire.
Fire. What's the new one?
Things That We Could Should Know, Reduce, Reuse, Recycling.
Okay, tell us about this new book now.
Well, when I began finding a topic to help kids about and write about, I saw the word recycling in a website. And I thought this would be a great idea if I could write about this book and help kids about. So I asked my mom if I could write about it, and she thought it was a great idea. So I started researching the book, and I wrote the book.
MashaAllah. Do you plan on doing more books?
Yeah, I'm working on my fourth book, which is The Importance of Seeking Knowledge.
Oh, that's a really good topic. The Importance of Seeking Knowledge.
Yes.
How important is it to seek knowledge?
Knowledge is very important for each of us to acquire. You seek God, the greatest says, are men who have understanding and those who don't have understanding alike? Only men of understanding know.
You can't compare the two. People of understanding who have gained knowledge and people who are just living life according to their desires. It's not the same.
Yes.
Right? Tell us. You also have a new nickname. You want to share that with us today?
My nickname is Abu Bakr. I have that nickname because he was the Prophet's best friend, and he was in the cave of the Prophet. He was the Khalif of this Ummah, and he used his money to help a lot of people. He is my favorite companion, so I wanted to be named after him.
I also heard you're an international speaker.
Yes.
And you're only 10?
Yes.
What do you speak about?
Yes, alhamdulillah, I am an international speaker. I give a speech on moms for parents about the Apostle and being gentle and patient around children, because the Apostle was the greatest person around children, and parents need to treat kids like kids, not adults.
Give us some more tips on this.
Well, one of his companions, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, it said the Messenger of Allah had the best disposition among people. One day he sent me on an errand, and I said, by Allah, I will not go. But it was on my mind I would do as the Prophet ﷺ had ordered. I went until I came upon children playing in the street. Then the Messenger of Allah ﷺ arrived and caught me by the back of my neck. I looked at him and found him smiling. He said, Unais, nickname of Anas, did you go or asked you to go? I said, oh, Messenger of Allah, yes, I am going. You see, many parents would be angrier if they asked their child to run to Iran and he decided to play instead. However, the Prophet ﷺ was patient when he found him playing and just kindly asked him if he had done what he had asked him. The Prophet ﷺ realized that he had not, so, and he said he was going to do it. The parents need to realize how gentle the Prophet ﷺ was around kids, and that they too need to be treat kids with patience and gentleness.
So from the story that you just narrated, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he sent him on a task, on an errand, like you said.
Yeah.
But then he, being a kid, he found other kids and started playing with them?
Yes, he got distracted.
He got distracted. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, went out looking for him, and then he found him, and he didn't even scold him, right? He didn't yell at him. He didn't hit him. None of that. What did he do?
He just kindly asked him if he had done what he had asked him to do.
Yeah. So then you take this example and then you share with the parents, right?
Yeah.
That how they should be with the children again?
Yes.
They shouldn't be scolding them, yelling at them.
They should treat them with patience and gentleness.
Patience and?
Gentleness.
Key words, gentleness and patience. We all need a dose of that.
Yes.
Yes. And who's the best example?
The Prophet ﷺ.
The Prophet who's...
He was the best human being who ever lived.
What about Jesus?
All of them were good. All the prophets.
Did they come with a different message?
No, they all came with the same message.
What was the message that Jesus, Moses, Abraham...
To believe in the one God and his messenger.
That was it.
Yes.
Now, what is the difference between, let's say, if you are following Jesus or Moses or Abraham, or if you're following Muhammad?
There's no difference as long as you follow what their books say and you follow on the right path.
So all of their books called people to worship the Creator, not the creation, right?
Yes.
And that's what the last and final messenger came with, the same thing.
Yes.
Okay, so moving along, you're an international speaker, you give this advice. How about some people who try to make Islam out like it's a bad religion, that Muhammad or Islam is about terrorism? What do you say?
I say they should find the proper resources and research it, and then make the judgment.
Okay, so really...
And be open-minded about learning the truth.
Be open-minded, really research it. How about hang out with some Muslims?
Yes.
If they see you on the street, can they come up to you and you can share Islam with them?
Yes.
What does Islam mean?
Islam means to submit to the one and only God, who is Allah, and to believe in His Prophet, which is Muhammad.
That's very simple.
Yeah.
Submit to only God, only the Creator, and we'll be right back with more. We'll take a break. How's that?
Yes.
You got time for some more?
Yes.
Okay, inshallah, we'll be right back with Abu Bakr. What do you prefer, Zafar or Abu Bakr?
Abu Bakr.
Okay, with Abu Bakr here on the Deen Show.
So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He, Allah, is one. God is one.
The maker of mankind.
Exactly. Allah is Samad. Allah is self-sufficient. He doesn't need food or drink. He doesn't need to rest on the seventh day. Okay, I really had a problem with that even before I knew anything about Islam. God resting sounds like a weak God.
Yeah.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not. He doesn't have any children. Nor is He a child or born of anything or anyone. وَلَمْ يَعْكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing co-equal or comparable unto Him at all.
Nobody.
Nothing.
Jesus, nobody. Nobody's comparable to the Creator.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that right there was, in its essence, what I believe naturally.
back here on the Dean Show with Abu Bakr, and we talked about Prophet Muhammad. You gave a great example of how he was patient
and gentle with kids.
And gentle. Why is it important to be gentle and patient with kids?
Because if the Prophet, the best human being who ever lived, was patient and gentle with children, then we should be also patient and gentle with kids.
Because he's the example.
Exactly. He should be the role model of all the Muslims.
Yes. And what is it? You mentioned Muslims. So usually I'll define, or there'll be a little, a lower third here explaining what a Muslim is. People are seeing it right now. You can't see it. But what is a Muslim? What does it mean to be a Muslim?
A Muslim is one who submits to God and his messenger.
Okay, so you submit to God and you obey the messengers, right?
Yes.
But do you worship the messenger?
No, you don't worship the messenger.
Do you worship Jesus?
No, you don't worship Jesus. You worship the God of Jesus.
You worship the God of Jesus, the one who Jesus fell on his face and prayed to?
Yes.
That's who we worship.
Yes.
Now, do we only believe in Muhammad?
No, we believe in all the prophets, starting from the first man created, from Adam to Abraham, Jacob, and the tribe, Moses and Jesus. The last prophet was only Muhammad, son, peace be upon them all.
So we believe in all those messengers. You mentioned, yes. Who'd you mention?
We believe, and there's many more, so we believe in all of them.
All of them?
Yes.
All the ones that are mentioned in the Quran?
And all of them that you know, you don't worship them, but you worship Allah, who's the creator of all of them.
But it's part of the belief to believe in these messengers.
Yes.
You named like Jesus.
You believe in them, but you don't worship them.
Don't worship them.
Yes.
Why doesn't make sense. Why would you worship a messenger like Jesus, or why would you worship a man or a woman or anything in creation? It makes sense to worship only the one creator.
Yes, because if you worship creation, then there has to be only one God. Because if someone says that they believe in a woman, and someone else says they believe in a child, and someone else says a man, which one do we know is correct? Only we know that Allah is the creator of everyone and everything, so we should worship Him only.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Because a human being, someone says, oh, I want to worship the man human being. Someone says, I want to worship the child human being. No, we worship the maker of the human being.
Yes.
That's it. Okay, so moving along, why do you think now a lot of kids your age, you know, you don't see them writing books? How did you get involved in writing books while a lot of other kids are just involved in playing video games and, you know, not really doing something as serious as you did? You know, to write a book, you're like one in a million.
Well, because my mom and my sister started writing a book, I wanted to also write a book and help kids. So I started writing on strangers because I was concerned about the kids' safety and I wanted them to be safe. And so, then I wrote the fire book so people know how to escape out of a fire. And I wrote the recycling book so people can recycle and help the environment.
Okay. So your parents were being good role models? Your parents were being good role models?
Yes, they're being good ones.
That's really good. See, that's very important now. Because, you know, if the parents are at home listening to gangster rap, right? Do you listen to gangster rap?
No.
No. Do you want to be a gangster?
Never.
Never. That's right. If the parents at home are, faking the funk and, you know, they're listening to gangster rap, then usually, you know, the kids are going to follow that bad example.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank God they're not doing that. You know, they're doing good things and you're following along good examples. Are you happy?
Yes.
And now you're on the Deen Show.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about the Quran. Have you memorized more Quran since the last time we've spoken?
Yes, Alhamdulillah.
Which one? You know, a short surah, Wal Asr, do you remember that? What's the one you recited last time you were here?
I recited Al-Ikhlas.
What about Wal Asr? Do you know that one? Do you know the meaning also?
Yes.
Can you go ahead and recite it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal Asr, by the time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ Verily man is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ Except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth and recommend one another to patience.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful. That was from the verbatim word of God, the Quran.
Yes.
You memorized the portion of it there. It said, وَالْعَصْرِ Indeed, all mankind, everyone's in loss, except those who?
believe and do righteous good
they
deeds.
They believe in the one creator, the maker of mankind, the creator, and they do what?
Righteous good
they
deeds.
They do righteous good deeds and?
They recommend another to the truth.
Advise, recommend, call people to the truth.
And recommend another to patience.
Patience and perseverance. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to take a break with that, and we'll be right back to wrap it up with Abu Bakr Zafar here in the Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We just finished a course about the fiqh of dhikr and dua with the Maghrib Institute here in Chicago. And I'm recording this message specially for Deen Show. I would like to say, one of the things that we learned today, that the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he raised his hand, and some ulama said that it's been more than 100 times reported that the Prophet ﷺ raised his hand and was making dua. But something maybe new for some of us, that the Nabi ﷺ, every time he raised his hand, his both hands were touching each other's. It's been never reported the Prophet ﷺ raised his hand and they're like separated from each other. He always bring them together and begging and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this is sunnah you should care about practicing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Thank you very much.
Do you want to know what makes knowledge grow? Then everybody watch Deen Show.
Deen Show.
Are you ready?
Deen Show.
Your host is Eddie. If there is something you want to know,
if there is something you want to
sit
know,
right back and watch Deen Show.
The Deen Show.
Back here on the Deen Show with Abu Bakr Zafar, and we left off with you reciting a ayah from the verbatim word of God. There's no other book like it in the world. You know that, right? There's no other book like it in the world. It's from the Creator. It's a living miracle. For everyone who wants to examine it, test it, there's no way that it can come from anybody other than the Creator.
Yes, it's by God, because when people read the Quran to see and try to think if it is man, they try to look at they read the Quran, they know that it's, then they realize that it's not created from man, but it's created from God.
It's the speech of God. It's the speech of the Creator.
Yes.
Right? So it's the verbatim word of God, the speech of the Creator. That's amazing.
Yes.
So tell us now, you, an author, you're, like we said, 10 years old, you're in college? Where you graduated university?
No, not yet.
I'm joking. You're in which grade now again?
I am in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Author, eighth grade, and you're even planning your fourth book, right?
Inshallah.
Did you ever get to do some dawah? Did you ever get to, you know, talk to some of the not yet Muslims and explain Islam, the articles of faith, the five pillars to people?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went fine, because the people that I did, mashallah, were very understanding, and they met Muslims before, but they didn't become Muslim, but they were convinced that Islam was the way of truth.
And that's a beautiful thing. We don't have to, it's not our job to convert anybody, it's just our job to share, to invite people.
It's God. Allah want, if Allah wants, He will turn a person to a Muslim, to become a Muslim. But if Allah doesn't want, He will never become a Muslim.
That's it. The Creator guides. We just have to invite and share.
We have deliver to share the message.
That's it. Why? Because we care.
Yes, because we want all of humanity not to go to hellfire, but to go to Jannah.
Now, I've noticed you're wearing some jeans and a sweater, and I'm wearing like a thobe. So if you become a Muslim, some people think like you got to be an Arab or you got to wear this thobe now. Is that true?
No, a Muslim could be from anywhere. It doesn't matter if he's black or white, or if he's from somewhere else, if he's from China or America, a Muslim could be anyone.
And you got to wear the thobe?
You don't have to wear the thobe.
You can wear it if you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to wear it, as long as you have modest dressed.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And I think it's pretty comfortable. I've never actually wore a thobe on it. I think I did once for Hajjah with Yusuf Estes, but this is one of the fewer times. So, you know, you wear a thobe sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
There's a picture, like when you go back, you know, Jesus, who we believe in, one of the greatest messengers that God sent, and it's called the Sermon of the Mount, and they actually have a picture of him wearing what would resemble a thobe. You know, it's white, and it's like a thobe.
Yeah.
So Interesting. So your goal is to memorize the Quran?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. So this is a miracle, you know, that many kids your age and some younger, some older have memorized the Quran. And you're one of those who has a goal, inshallah, to memorize it, God willing, right?
Yes.
Any advice that you have before we leave for other kids who are confused in life? They're your age, younger, older, but they're stuck, you know, doing bad things. Maybe they don't have good examples. They turn into the Dean Show. Maybe all they do is listen to gangster rap. Maybe they're disrespectful to their parents. They don't listen. And now they're looking at you as a good role model. What example? What would you say to them?
I would say to them, do not listen to music, and try to be the best role model you can be for other people, and try to write books. And if you can't get them published, it's okay. Then you could, at least you tried, and that's what's important. Maybe you can share that book with other people who are your friends, and then the friends can share the book with their friends, and you can even write a copy of the book and you can pass it on to your friends.
Instead of listening to like bad music.
And they should listen to their parents.
Listen to their parents. So instead of wasting their time listening to like gangster rap, they can spend time reading, empowering their mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And be open-minded about learning the truth.
Okay. Great advice. Thank you again for being with us on the Dean Show. We started with peace. We end with peace. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you also.
And that was Zafar Nuri Abu Bakr, nickname, and his new book, Reduce, Reuse, and Recycle. Go green. So when you have young kids at this age who are empowering themselves, their minds, who are reading, and then actually as the young Zafar, he's actually authored 3 books going on 4. You know, when the kids are involved in good things and their parents are helping nurture this good, what can the society expect tomorrow? It can expect that it'll have a strong society because it has strong family base, and then you have strong kids coming up who are developing themselves, their personalities, their behaviors in line with what's good. They're cutting out all the gangster rap and all the bad things that are out there because their parents are doing a good job raising them. So if you're a parent out there who's watching this, hope that you got to benefit and you get motivated to connect your child with the Quran, to make sure that their friends are good friends who are also motivating them, who are doing good things, you know. So you can tomorrow have a great investment, because we know all the wealth that we acquire, we're leaving it behind. And one of the things that stays after we leave this life and we go to the next, when we're in the grave, is a righteous child supplicating to the Creator for you. So make sure that you're investing with your children now. You're helping them to become the best in society and avoiding them becoming the worst in society, because what kind of investment do you have then? So connect with your Creator, call upon the Creator constantly, and let us invest in these children today so they can be the best in society. And we'll see you again next time here on The Dean Show. Until then, peace be with you.
Jihad, often mistranslated as holy war. The word jihad means to struggle. Islam does not preach violence. It does not preach vicious holy war. It certainly does not condone terror and suicide bombing. Islam preaches compassion, tolerance, and justice. Find the truth about Islam. Call toll-free 877-WHY-ISLAM. Order your free copy of the Quran today.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Do you want to know what makes a knowledge grow? Then everybody watch the Dean Show. Are you ready?
things you want to know.
Sit right back and watch the Dean Show.
The Dean Show.